It's no wonder people in Hamburg, Iowa, a town of about 1,200 in the southwestern corner of the state, feel very strongly about the current height of the West Ditch levee just outside their town. In early June of 2011, they were told Hamburg might be under 8 to 10 feet of water by the end of the month because of a breached Missouri River levee over 5 miles away. But, as Hamburg Mayor Kathy Crane reports, thanks to the 8 feet of additional dirt added to the West Ditch levee, the town of Hamburg escaped the Missouri River flooding that devastated thousands of acres in their county. And it was no small feat.
Everybody helped in whatever way they could help. This whole town came to the aid. Along with the Corps, we built that levee, and then we continued to need help as we held 17 foot of water at our back door.
Crane says when the West Ditch levee was built, for local drainage control, nobody ever envisioned the Missouri River flooding that occurred last summer. But now that they've lived through what she calls a whole new worst-case scenario, Hamburg residents and its local business owners can't imagine lowering their levee to its former height.
Our businesses, some of them I know of too, spent over $500,000 trying to stay in business for 4 months while we held that water. While trucks couldn't get in to haul their products in and out, while farmers couldn't get in to get parts and they had to move from here and rent space 30 miles away, while they displaced about 82 employees. They have a lot of skin in the game, and they've got to wonder why to go through it again if that dirt comes off that levee.
But the added dirt must come off since it was put up as a temporary emergency fix. Hamburg now has two options. Remove the added dirt, with their share of the roughly $1.3 million cost being around $500,000, or make this the new permanent height of their levee. The latter is the only option they can imagine. But the cost for all of the engineering and construction involved is around $5.6 million. So far, the state of Iowa has offered $1 million toward the cost. Many in Hamburg wonder why it's even necessary to remove this added dirt, and several I spoke with shared the sentiment of resident and city council member Earl Hendrickson.
The whole sad thing about it is this levee worked. It held water out for 3 months, and now they're going to make us tear it all down and put it back up, which doesn't make any sense at all.
But Kim Thomas, Chief of Emergency Management for the Omaha District of the Army Corps of Engineers, points out that once the dirt was added to the Hamburg levee, the task of holding back the rising Missouri floodwaters was far from over because of the temporary nature of its construction. Thomas says local residents could have a false sense of security if this levee was not rebuilt to permanent standards.
Almost on a daily basis, we were mitigating issues that came up on that levee. So, you know, we did put it up, but for all the days that it was up, we continued to reinforce it and fix the issues that arose when we had water on it for that long.
So what's a town of 1,200 to do when faced with an improvement that costs nearly four times its annual budget? Why, hold a flash mob, of course, and create a website where people can learn about and hopefully make a donation to their cause.